OT After Dark is a podcast run by two occupational therapists and is for adults only. The views on this podcast are our own and are intended for information and educational purposes only. We believe that sex and sexual pleasure are a human right for consenting adults, regardless of ability, age, gender, or sexual orientation. We discuss topics that cover a wide variety of sex and sexual practices. To be true to our strong views regarding inclusivity, we use common and slang terms regarding sexual topics, which may be considered explicit. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Kay.
And I'm JJ.
And we're both occupational therapists.
And we're here talking to you about sex.
We're actually here to talk to you about where we've been.
Oh, it feels so good to be back. Let me putting these headphones on.
It makes me happy. It gives me the airplane pilot voice, which I love so much.
It feels like being home.
We've been gone a long time. We apologize, but we're so happy people have been hanging in. People are still engaging with our podcast, engaging with us on social media.
We've just been very, very busy people.
We've been adjusting to the tenure track life.
Ooh, the life of an academic.
Woo! We've been busy. JJ, you want to say what you've been busy with?
I have been writing and writing and writing my ass off.
Yes, you have.
Ooh, book chapters, manuscripts. The badass Beth Ann Walker and I have an article coming out in the Open Journal of Occupational Therapy, so stay tuned for that. That's coming up soon. Doing lots and lots of research. Lots of research, of course, all about sex and intimacy. So we're going to have
sex and intimacy.
Tons of things to talk about coming up.
We still have that. We had that book chapter come out last AOTA, the Sexuality and Intimacy and Occupational Therapy Approach book came out. That was a big, exciting.
Sold out.
Yeah. Thanks to Katz and Joe for their great editorial work on that. I've been shifting away from sex and intimacy a little bit and more into work globally related to diversity, equity, inclusion, anti-racism, anti-oppression. We've been busy, but we're not gone.
No, we've got some exciting things coming up here in the next several months that we just cannot wait to share with everybody.
We have new episodes that'll be coming out. We have hopefully some website updates coming out. And then next week is AOTA. And we thought long and hard about AOTA this year. We did a lot of reflection on whether we were going to go and present. And ultimately, as advocates for sexual justice within occupational therapy, we recognize that there's an urgency of engaging in dialogue where systemic injustices persist, like Florida.
And, you know, attending AOTA isn't just about networking or reaffirming our beliefs. It's also about pushing the boundaries and confronting these uncomfortable truths.
And when it comes down to it, we're really here to challenge the status quo and ensure that conversations about sexuality and justice reach those who need to hear it the most.
And so it's not enough to simply echo our sentiments to the like-minded. We also need to amplify our voices in spaces where injustice is. And we need to foster that understanding while also driving change. And with that, one of our presentations that we will be doing next week at AOTA is using a rights-based approach to address sexuality and intimacy in OT, a pathway to occupational justice. And that will be with Kay and myself and also the badass Beth Ann Walker.
And we really hope, we hope our listeners come join us for that dialogue, but we also hope maybe you can bring along some people who aren't really sure about OT's role in sex and intimacy, and this idea of a rights-based approach to addressing sex and intimacy, bring some new voices into that dialogue.
Because sexual rights are human rights.
While you're there, if you are lucky enough to find us, we have a very limited supply of our beautiful hot pink Sex is an ADL badge ribbons.
I'm usually pretty easy to find. Just look for the OT practitioner with the flaming red hair.
Standing likely next to my very tall self with very short hair. We're hard to miss.
You can also find myself and Beth Ann Walker. We will be doing a poster presentation about our research on Friday at 9:30 in the morning on identifying the research priorities to understand the occupational nature of sexuality and intimacy, an international Delphi study.
So we really hope you find us at conference next week. We're open to stop and have some conversations if you can find us. And we hope you stick with us in the future for future OT After Dark endeavors. And remember,
sex is an ADL. Cheers!